Well, we are finally here. Easter Sunday. We've made it through the long, solemn, penitential, purifying season of Lent, the darkness and sadness of Holy Week, to this Sunday morning, and the promise of the empty tomb. Alleluia.
Alleluia.
This is the only Sunday in the year Anglicans will do that. It's not often we see promise in emptiness, is it? Promise, potential, possibility. It's usually associated with fullness, the roundness of a woman's womb full of child, the fatness of a letter stuffed with many, many pages, the groaning of a table laden with a feast. But today it is in emptiness that we find hope for the future. The tomb is empty. Jesus is not dead. The promises he made, the vision he held out of a world of justice and love, the power and the mercy of the God he revealed, none of it is dead. The tomb is empty. For death cannot contain God. Now, perhaps that seems unsurprising. Of course, death cannot contain God. God is all-powerful, after all. Almighty God, creator of the heavens and the earth, etc., etc. Nothing could possibly contain God. The thing is, though, while that is what we humans say, I am not convinced it is what we actually think. It is certainly not how we actually behave. Over and over, we try to contain God. We try to make God fit inside our religions, our ethics, our preferences, our imaginations. Because God is too big, too complicated, too free. Quite frankly, God is just too dangerous to just leave running about. So we make books and arcs and rituals and words and rules, so many rules. Boxes upon boxes upon boxes to contain God, to make the infinite finite, to make God in our image rather than dare to recognize God's image in us. But try as we might, God refuses to be boxed up. Last night we celebrated the great vigil of Easter with friends from St. Aidan's and St. Margaret's and other churches of our deanery, as we prepared for the moment of Christ's resurrection by reading through some of the other great moments of the story of our salvation, finding ourselves in the great sweep of God's working in the world as recorded in the Bible. This story is about God reaching out to creation in love, a love born out of God's own three-in-one nature. It is a story about God pointing the way, leading the way, revealing the way to freedom and wholeness, to salvation. It is a story about God over and over again breaking out of our boxes in order to free us from the boxes as well. Now it's true, death is a very big box. But so was heaven. And that's the box God broke out of at Christmas. God was safely tucked away, contained by temple and ritual and hierarchy and commandments. And then To the proclamation of angels and the amazement of shepherds, God was made flesh and dwelt among us and offered God's own Son into our terribly human hands. Human hands which spent the next decades trying to put God back into a box, treating Jesus just as we have treated and continue to treat so many people who lack power or wealth, so many people who speak truth in the face of injustice or even just good manners, people who reject the constraints of their time and place. And God accepted this treatment, walking the walk of being with us, even to the point of arrest, torture, and execution. God accepted our abuse. But God refused to be boxed up. And just as Christ's incarnation revealed the solidarity of God and the perfect belovedness of creation, Christ's resurrection reveals the tenacity of God's commitment and the true freedom that is ours as God's own. For God's refusal to be boxed up is an invitation to each one of us to refuse it as well. And this invitation is not an immediate promise to do away with all sorrow and injustice, either personal or global. None of us woke up this morning to discover that our own burdens had suddenly vanished, or to news of peace and plenty around the world. But we did wake up to an empty tomb, revealing the emptiness of sin and death, and an invitation to join the risen Christ on the hard but holy walk to fullness of life for ourselves, for the whole human family, and for all creation. Which sounds like good news, doesn't it? And indeed, it is good news, but it is also challenging news. Because just as we would really rather keep God in a box, we would often just as soon stay there ourselves, too. Not in all cases, of course. There are some boxes that no one wants to stay in, boxes created by prejudice, the threat of violence, the lack of opportunity, but many boxes are awfully comfortable, warm, and safe. Boxes created by secure jobs and familiar faces and unquestioned assumptions. And God calls us out of those kinds of boxes too. Out to grow and change and thrive. Out to work for justice and build communities of love and solidarity. Out to learn more and more to love God and our neighbors and ourselves with the perfect love shown to us in Jesus. And really, regardless of which kind of box you're in, whether it's a warm and cozy box or a trapped kind of box, it can still be scary to leave it. It can be scary to step out into the unknown, to open yourself up to the workings of the Holy Spirit. But remember, God isn't stuck in the box. God isn't locked away in heaven, or limited by death, or contained by any of our rules or our imagined realities. God is outside of the box, calling us to join in the wondrous freedom of the risen Christ. And today, filled with the excitement and the beauty and the wonder of this happy morning, today is the day to accept that invitation, to follow Jesus out of the empty tomb, rejoicing in the promise that God is with us still, now and always. In life, in death, and in the world to come. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed.
Alleluia.